Fuck, let's get it going. The sound you just heard was me aggressively opening a Corona with a key, because I do not own a bottle opener, and I refuse to buy one. Because, you know, multifaceted tools. If I can use keys to open doors and keys to open beer, like, they're the ultimate opening tool. That's the tea. I'm gonna burp a lot because beer makes me burpy, so sucks to fucking suck. Also, whoa, that was a good one. We're starting it off strong, baby. I have had one hell of a day. So we're gonna start with some gratitude, because I find that it really helps bring me back to my center and think a little bit clearer when I express a little bit of gratitude. So I want to start with saying that I'm very grateful for my health and my wellness. I'm very grateful for my financial stability. I'm very grateful for the handful or less of people that I have in my life that I genuinely connect with and that genuinely understand me without me having to over-explain. There are only like less than 5 people that I know that I can speak choppily to and they just get what I'm saying. And if you're one of those 5, you know who you are. And I love you, like, wholeheartedly. You have a very special place in my heart. And right now, I'm so grateful for all of you because you're keeping me afloat, my people. You're keeping me afloat. I am grateful for my home, and I'm grateful for the beach, and I'm grateful for the sunsets that are absolutely stunning and that keep me happy. Grateful for the sun. I'm grateful for the amazing weather we've been having. I am grateful for the wisdom that I have collected over the years. I am grateful for my mindset, and I'm grateful for my self-awareness. Period. Now that I have woosahed and I feel calm, I should just say it. My boyfriend and I, well, we broke up. My now ex-boyfriend and I have broken up. And that has been a situation, if I do say so myself. The breakup itself was not messy. The contents of the breakup between him and I were not messy. I want to read a passage that I wrote today while I was watching the sunset. It was one of the most beautiful sunsets I've seen all year, and honestly, it felt really good to kind of just journal about this because today has been one hell of a day, like I said earlier. And really kind of gain some clarity with myself, because I have never been the best communicator. It's always been something that has been a work in progress for me. And I will say that I'm getting better every day, but it is a slow process. And journaling has really helped me with that. So I'm just going to read what I wrote today, because I think it says what it needs to say. So anyways, first and foremost, it starts with my priorities. I care more than anything about how I feel when I am around people. And that goes for anyone. That goes for friendships. That goes for family relationships. That goes for business relationships. That goes for intimate relationships. For a long time, we were absolutely inseparable. And he understood me and helped me heal through a lot of traumatic things. But at some point along the way, things began to shift. And I think that that happens naturally as people change. The only constant in this life is change. And so as we started to shift in small ways and the energy started to kind of clash, I was noticing that, but I don't think that he was as much. And I'm at this point in my life where I care more about how I feel in a relationship than I do about being in one, because I know that I'm capable of being alone and I don't fear being alone. So it kind of came to the point where I decided that I wanted to feel good more than I wanted to be in a relationship. But to backtrack a little bit, there was a very pivotal moment where I definitely felt a large shift within myself. A group of friends, including my ex and I, decided to go and watch the sunrise and trip on shrooms, which was an amazing experience, and it revealed so much about myself that it was a life-changing experience, definitely for me. Tripped on the beach, it was beautiful, the sunrise was amazing, the temperature was perfect, like, I don't know, everything about it was great. And the experience, yeah, okay, going back to my passage here, the experience wholeheartedly changed me. It changed the way that, excuse me, I view myself, but it also changed the way that I viewed, see, I told you, bro, that beer is catching up to me. It changed the way that I viewed not only myself, but also relationships and love. It changed how I felt I wanted my life to go. And from that day on, our intimate relationship was never really the same. That trip gave me a sense of individualism. I think for a long time, I was really lost in the sauce of the relationship and in the idea of all of the future endeavors. You know, I was lost in the sauce of the idea of a wedding. I was lost in the sauce of the idea of having a family, of the idea of the white picket fence. I got lost in the sauce of that. And when I did that shrooms trip, I remember a moment specifically where I was looking up at this rock that had like built-in kind of little trails that you can kind of climb and you can kind of see the pathways. And I've always loved to climb on rocks and trees ever since I was really small. And my parents would get very protective of me. And I always remembered them saying, you know, like, stay where I can see you. Don't do that. You need to be careful, this and that. And they were just coming from a place of love, trying to protect me, make sure that their daughter was safe, which is valid. But I always remembered that bugging me because I think I've always had a deep sense of trust with myself and my body in those types of contexts. And so I remember looking up at this rock while I was tripping and saying to myself, I'm going to climb on this rock because I trust myself and I know how to safely play in this manner. And my mom would tell me to be careful, but guess what? I'm a grown-ass woman and I trust myself. And I just remember having that moment and it really, it made me cultivate this safety within my body that I hadn't felt in a long time. This sense of security, this sense of self, of individualism that was like, I can do things on my own. I am capable. I don't need help. I don't need someone to tell me to be careful because I can feel when I need to be careful. And that was a very, very pivotal moment during that trip that will stay with me for a really long time. But from that day on, yeah, our intimate relationship never really felt the same. It slowly started to kind of deteriorate. And emotionally, I kind of began to retract from that relationship, I think. And it reached this point where the distance between us was kind of undeniable. And he had reached out and was like, yo, like, it's feeling super distant. What's going on? And I was like, yeah, it is super distant. And we should talk about this. And we came to the conclusion after having a conversation that he didn't feel emotionally supported in ways that he needed to be. And that was probably because at that point we had created so much distance. I was emotionally unavailable in that way. I wasn't capable of providing that kind of support because I had detached. We were both, and I had felt like we were both changing in ways that were not cohesive with the continuation of a romantic relationship. I had felt like there were changes within him that were odd and that just didn't sit right with my intuition or with my kind of like spirit, I guess you would say. Something about it felt weird. And whether those feelings were correct or not, my thing is, right or wrong is irrelevant. Right and wrong do not exist. They are societal structures. Therefore, we should be following what feels good, what feels right, and what feels off. And something about our romantic relationship just felt off. And so we both decided that it was probably better to just not. And that being said, when you're in a relationship for, you know, sorry, taking off a ring, 3.5 years, as I'm like, whoa, sorry, taking off a ring. That's hilarious. The little, you know, I don't know what the word would be, but that was funny. When you're in a relationship for 3+ years, you develop a lot of, you know, fucking ties to people. And of all the people that I've dated in this lifetime, he's definitely one of the ones that I could see remaining friends with post-relationship. That being said, I've never done that before. Because the relationship I was in prior to this one was horrendous. It was first love, giving twin flame vibes, very passionate, quite toxic, a lot of bad habits. Like, that one sent me into a depression, the worst time of my life, okay? And Mason really helped me pick the pieces back together, so I very much respect him from that manner. That being said, again, seasons of life. Chapters. I think the chapter of our romantic relationship kind of just closed. And the thing that's hard for people to understand is there always has to be some kind of deeper reason. But the reality of this situation is there just wasn't. We simply weren't vibing anymore in that way. And honestly, that's okay. And I think it's really mature of us to be able to identify that and be able to move forward in ways that are more fitting for the type of relationship that we want to have. And so, yeah, we broke up. I have noticed within myself that I tend to stay quiet and really keep to myself when I'm going through things. I don't like to quote-unquote burden people with my problems. And with that, it was a pretty private breakup until a bunch of bullshit got a hold of it. And like I was saying when I was expressing gratitude, I very much value the few people that I do feel genuine connections with. And I'm not the best friend in the world. I'm a very absent friend. I don't know why, but I'm the kind of person that you don't need to talk to every day. And I will not talk to you every day. But at the drop of a hat, if you call me and you need something, I'll be there for you. I'm just not there all the time. I don't think I need to be. I value my space. I value the silence. And I don't really care to prove to people anything, because the people that are for me and that are meant to be close to me will understand and won't need some over explaining or any like over explanation. They'll just get it, and it won't be a battle, and I won't have to. I do not seek anyone's approval, nor do I value anyone's approval. I have done so much people pleasing. I have done so much decision making to make other people happy, to be the person, to be the daughter, to be the friend, to be the sister, to be the girlfriend that somebody wants to be. But at the end of the day, I need to be the me that I want to be. I am not going to defend myself from any kind of petty high school type of behavior because I am a grown-ass woman. It says more about the people that are running their mouths than it does about me. And I am not responsible for the way that people perceive me. I am not responsible for anybody else's thoughts, and people's opinion on me is none of my business. It is only their own. The beautiful thing about being the type of person that doesn't seek approval or that doesn't care about people's opinion on you is that you gain this tolerance. I've gained this tolerance to gossip, I guess, about me. I've gained this odd tolerance where I don't want to give it power. I don't want to give it any of my energy. So I don't try to defend myself at all. I don't try to plead my case. Honestly, I guess this podcast is me pleading my case, but I'm not pleading anything. This is me simply speaking my truth, even though I fucking hate that phrase. We're taking a beer break. Yeah, that's my experience. From my side of the fence, that is what has happened. Whoa. Digestion noises. Yeah. I don't know. And a lot of this maybe isn't my business to tell. And no, this is all my business to tell. Honestly, so many people have been saying my business that it is my business to tell. And I don't give a fuck about anybody's feelings anymore. You can all suck my dick. And if you're still listening to this, you can suck my dick, but for pleasure, not for fucks. You know what I mean? Like, you can suck my dick for pleasure because I love you. Oh my God. Okay. So yeah, now I am hyper-focused on cultivating more genuine relationships. relationships being like friendships. I'm very much in a place where I value friendship so much. It is a constant battle in Tiana Land. I am living in Struggle City, but we're thriving with lots of Corona, shots of tequila on my break, and good conversation with strangers. I've been trying to be more open to meeting people and creating connections, genuine connections, because fuck, man, we're creatures of community, we're creatures of connection, and I've just been going out of my way to connect with more people, and it's been working, and I don't know. I think that shit has to get messy before it gets good. You gotta rip the house apart before you clean it, you know? Gotta empty out all the drawers before you can clean them. And I feel like that's what is happening to me. And so I'm just praying that everything settles and calms down. And I can have a peaceful summer. A peaceful, fun, joyful, love-filled summer. That's what I'm manifesting. Chill summer. Lots of sunsets. Lots of vibes. Maybe we hit the club. And just vibe, man. I just want to vibe. I'm so over drama. I'm so over all the bullshit. I'm like, I'm done with it all. I just want to woosah and chill. So if you're listening to this and you're a part of the drama, please join me in this deep breath so we can woosah and chill. Because I'm over it. And once I'm over it, I start to become feral. And I can only control myself so much. So don't push me over the edge, everybody. Because I'm crumbling. Anyways, I'm going to finish this Corona and eat some food because I've lost a significant amount of weight due to high cortisol levels and loss of appetite. So thank you for listening to my spiel. I love you. I hope your life is amazing and less chaotic than mine, baby. And I'm sending you the most posse vibes.